We continue our learning of Lidish Math David ben Menachem Shem Ham Yaakov the Pinnacle of Siliyo. We're in Kalim Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Elu Kalim Matzilim Mitzamid Pasil. These are the vessels that, if they have a tightly set fastened cover, they will protect the contents from any tumah penetrating if that kli is in an Oel Hames. Klei Gulolim, Klei Avanim, Klei Adama. So the first three on this list are Kalim, they're not mekabel tumah at all, not from the inside, not from the outside. Klei gulolim are kalim made out of dry dung, dry animal dung. Klei avanim made out of stone. Klei adama, where it's unbaked, it's clay, made out of earth, but it's not baked in the kiln, so therefore it doesn't have the status of earthenware. So these, the Torah actually doesn't speak of at all, they're not mekabel tumah at all. And one would have thought that maybe the Torah, when it speaks about earthenware, that tells me, oh, it says kol kli pasuach. Kli pasuach means that, oh, the inside matters. If it's open, tumah is able to be in the airspace. These kalim are not, there's no tumah in the airspace, there's no tumah on the outside, there's no tumah at all. Maybe I would say that the Torah, when it speaks about it, there's a tzamid pasil that will protect tumah from penetrating. Maybe that only applies to something that's kli pasuach, so to speak, that has tumah in the airspace. But kalim where there's no tumah at all, maybe I would say that having a tightly fitted seal, it's not going to protect what's inside, kalim inside, food inside from becoming tummy, from the tumah in the room. So Bar Tanur tells you, I'll tell you how I know that these kalim are included in this halacha of tzamid pasil that will protect whatever is inside from the tumah of the outside of the tumas meis. Because the pasuk says v'chol kli pasuach, v'chol comes to include other kalim other than kli cheres. Of course, on this list is kli cheres. So although the first three kalim are not mekabel tumah midaraisa midarabanan, but we need to know that they will be protected. They will protect the contents with its tzamid pasil as well in an Oel Hames. Of course, now we have Klei Cheres, which is obvious to us. That's from the Chumash. What else is on this list that will, a tzamid pasil will protect the contents from tumah in an Oel Hames? Klei Uchlei Neser. Or what are Klei Neser? It's a type of chalk, type of earth. We've actually had this in the past. Has the same halacha as Klei Cheres, the mekamek tumah from kabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside. Atzmos hadag, the kli made out of the bones of a fish, ve'oro, or from its skin. What's significant about these? The Bar Tanur explains, im asa kli me'atzmos brios shebayam. If you make a kli from the bones of creatures that are in the sea, matzilim, if you have a tzamid pasil, they will protect the contents from tumas meis. Lefisha ein mekablin tumah. These kalim are not mekabel tumah. We'll learn later on in the 17th perek, the 13th mishnah, kol shebiyam tahor. Anything in the sea is considered tahor. It's not mekabel tumah. Bechol kalim me'atzmos ha'of. He adds on, the Bar Tanur adds on, if you make a kli from the bones of a bird, those are also tahor. Because the Torah says in Bamidbar Lamed Aleph, v'chol ma'asei izim. Ma'asei izim means something made out of goats. That means animals. Pratlo, folks, that excludes birds. So far we have on the list what will protect the tumah from penetrating as long as there's a tzamid pasil in this Oel Hames. Klei gulolim, avanim, adama, cheres, neser, atzmos hadag v'oro, in the skin of a dog. And then the Mishnah continues, atzmos chaya shebayam v'oro. If the bones of another type of creature, even if it's not a fish, or the skin, that's as we explain, kol shebayam tahor, includes anything just even not in fish, other sea creatures, uklei eitz ha-tahorim, and wooden utensils, which are tahor. Now, wooden utensils are mekabel tumah on the inside and the outside. So why would tumah not penetrate? So the answer is these must be tahorim. What does tahorim mean? So Bar Tanur explains, kagon kalim gidolim habaim bimida shemachzikim arbaim sa balach. Shem kuraim biyavesh dolam mekabel tumah. This is a very important principle. It's throughout this mesechta, so we have to get it down right now. A kli, you could have a wooden kli. It has a receptacle. It has a clay kibble. It's made out of wood. It's not flat. Should be mekabel tumah. But if it's large enough, that it's able to hold in measure 40 sa, which happens to be about 150 gallons or so, which is, you know, the minimum size of a mikvah, which is in liquid, which is equivalent to 2 kor. Kor is 30 sa. 2 kor is 60 sa. So we assume that 40 sa of liquid is equivalent to 60 sa of solid, of dry. Okay, clearly that's large. Let's say, imagine like a bookshelf, a large bookshelf. So it's able to hold that amount of liquid, that amount of solid. Lo mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel tuma. Deba'inan dumya desak. We've mentioned this in the past. The Torah speaks about kalim and mekabel tuma. It mentions obeged or osak. A sack is sackcloth made out of goat's hair. So it has to be like sock. That becomes the model. If a sock is something that's metaltil malevere kan, that's something, a sackcloth, you can carry it when it's empty, certainly. You can carry it even when it's full. That's what, of course, you put in groceries and into the sackcloth made out of goat's hair, of course. That's what we all do. So there, you're able to carry that. But if you have a bookshelf, let's say, you have something that can hold 40 sa of liquid or 2 kor of solid, something, a piece of wood that large, even if it has a receptacle, place for books and other items. Nonetheless, it can carry it when it's empty, but you can't carry it when it's full, and therefore it's not like a sock. V'kevan shem gidolim kol kach lebaturikin, since they're so large, ein metalta melein, they can't be moved, carried when they're full. And therefore, these are not mikabel tuma, and therefore matzilim mitzamid pasil. They will protect with the tamid pasil, since they're not mikabel tuma. Remember, klei cheres are not mikabel tuma on the outside. That's why they can save tamid pasil. The others on the list in the Mishnah are not mikabel tuma at all. Therefore, they can save tamid, anything inside with tamid pasil and all ames. And these clay eights that are torn, that are mekabel tuma, they can also save. But if you have a regular clay eights in an oval ames, you could tight cover the top as much as you like. But because the outside is mekabel tuma as well, the tuma is going to penetrate from the room into whatever it's inside. Doesn't matter how sealed it is. In all these cases, the Mishnah says matzilin bein mipihem. It saves the tuma whether the seal is over the opening. Bein mitzideim, it's over the side. Ben Yoshvin al Shulein, whether these kalim are resting on their on the bottom and the cover is over the opening on top. Ben Mutin al Sidan, whether they're lying on the side and the opening is on the side and it's plugged over there. There's no real chiddush in this statement, but it leads us into the next halacha. What about how you kfuyin al pim? Let's say they didn't have a real cover. You turn the kli over, and the opening is now sealed with clay to the ground. So says the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, matzilin kol shetachtem al aratahom. They're able to protect everything tuma, whatever's in the room, and not only that, anything that's underneath them, all the way down to the depths of the earth, is able to protect, and that's because it's completely sealed. It's sealed. Obviously, it's covered on top because it's the bottom of the cleat. There's no opening there. But on the bottom, it's sealed as well. Rabbi Eliezer Mitame says no. This is going to be Mitame. Tuma will enter if you take a utensil and you invert it. So now the opening is sealed with clay on the ground that will not protect it from tuma. Why not? So Bratunah tells you why. Shneamar tzamid pasil alav. V'lot samid pasil al gabo. What does it mean? That samid pasil, it says if there's no cover that's sealed on it, on top of it. In this case, the cover is not on the kli is on the cover. And that, therefore, Rabbi Yisrael says, that's not considered samid pasil, even though there's nothing really penetrating. Then the Mishnah says, al hakol matzilin, all these kalim that we mentioned in the Mishnah, which are assuming they're sealed with samid pasil, they'll protect anything inside. Doesn't matter what's inside. You can have a kalim, you can have food, you can have liquids inside. Chutzmi kli cheres, she'enu matzil el al ha'ochlim, v'ala mashkim v'al kli cheres. Except for the sealed earthenware kalim, what that only seals tuma, food, drink, and small kli cheres. But you have other kalim, metal, wood, or clothing, whatever it may be inside. We mentioned this several times in the past. They will not be protected inside if it's a kli cheres. Martinur just reminds us a little bit, the Devarim, what does it protect you from? Ochlin, Mashkim, Kalei Cheresh, Mesochon, or small earthenware vessels will be protected inside an earthenware vessel in that has its Samid Pasil, that's in an Oel HaMeis. Devarim she'en lahem tara b'mikvah. These are items that you can't purify, can't immerse them in the mikvah, make them tara. V'lo al klei matchos u'begadim, but not on metal kelim or clothing. She'esam tara b'mikvah. They have tara b'mikvah. Time of parishna p'mikvah. I already explained this in the previous bar. You don't want to go back over that am ha'aretz chaver discussion. That took a while. So that reminds us, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Klei cheres, other kelim will protect all types of kelim that are inside. Klei cheres in an oel ha'meis will only protect you from items that don't have tara b'mikvah, food, drink, and other earthenware vessels, which of course cannot be purified in a mikvah, but other kelim made out of metal, wood, or clothing, so that is not going to be protected even though it's samid pasil, when it's inside a klei cheres in an oel ha'meis. And Mishnah Zulachar Chazara Shechazu Beisil or Beishamah. You may remember this Mishnah is being taught after Beisil retracted their position and followed the position of Beishamah. Perik Yud Mishnah Beis. Bameh Makifin. Okay, so now we speak about Tamid Pasil. What's considered a seal? That's acceptable. Besid number one, Besid Uvigipsis. So it's speaking about the different types of materials that are effective. You can seal it with plaster or gypsis, gypsum. Type of plaster. B'zefes v'shava, we know that zefes pitch. Shava is wax. B'titu v'tsoa, even with clay, and even dung. That's moist, they're able to, it's pliable. B'chomer v'charsis, you can use mortar, or you can make, acharsis is or using earthenware powder to make some type of paste they're able, that's pliable. V'chol davar ha'mismarech, really anything that can be smeared to make some type of seal is acceptable to make tzamid pasil. Ein makif in lo bebatz v'lo ba'oferes, what's not effective? If using, covering this with a batz, is a tin, it's like a soft metal. Oferes, we may know that. Talu ka oferes, that is like iparon, that's a lead. Mipnei shu pasil ve'eno tsamid. Interesting. It is tsamid. It's pasil rather, which means it's a tight cover, but it's not tsamid. Tsamid, tsamud means that it has to be stuck together, attached. It doesn't stick to the utensil. You need both. You need to be tzamid pasil. Has to be tzamid. It has to be close. Has to be close together, but it also has to be attached. So a little bit of both. These are not considered that they're close together tzamid because they don't really seal it properly. My tutor explains further. Shu pasil ve'eno tzamid. What's pasil and not tzamid? Klomar. Kisuyu, it is a cover, so that means it's pasil, okay? But it's eno tzamid. It's not eno mechubar, aval eno mechubar umedubak yafal piakli. It doesn't really attach itself and cling properly to the top of the kli, therefore it's not acceptable to use bat, tin, or oferis lead. Ein makif in lo bedvela shmena, velo bebatzek shel nilosh, B'mei peyos shelo yivi enu lidei psul. Here's another halacha. You have this, it seems to be great material. I have pressed figs that are very sticky. So, Sim Mishnah, don't use that. I have batek, I have dough that was kneaded with fruit juice. So, these are items that, the way they are right now, are not mekabel tuma. A food can only be mekabel tuma if it's mukshul the kabel tuma. You need one of the seven liquids that we have. Dew, water, wine, olive oil, blood, milk, and dvash devarim, and bee honey. We'll learn that in Makshirim, in the sixth perek. So if this is very, devela shmena, it's very sticky, dried fig, so there's no liquid on it. But take shenil shbemei peros. Or I have dough, maybe they may be moist, but I use mei peros. I didn't use any one of those liquids that are makshul an item to be kabel tuma. I used fruit juice, something else that's not on that list. So it's not mukshul the kabel tuma. So therefore, what should be the problem here? The whole, I have issues when I have a kli or items that are the seal that's susceptible to tumah, so it's not going to be a tightly fitted seal. Tumah is going to penetrate, but these are not in this state are not mekabel tumah. Nonetheless, shelo yivi enu l'dei psul. We're afraid it shouldn't be brought to become possible, become disqualified. What does that mean? Potentially these could become wet with one of the seven liquids. And then since that seal would be susceptible to tumah, tumah would penetrate. And therefore, we don't even use these items, devela shmena or batzek, which are now in their present state, not mekabel tumah, because potentially becoming mekabel tumah. Shelo yivienu lidei psul. V'bikif, but let's say you did. You did seal with these items, so in the state that they are, since they're not mekabel tumah, so heat seal, it's going to be acceptable and protect the contents of the kli from mekabel tumah.